Now, last time we were talking to Margaret, she was telling us all about the Cockleshell gang, and quite incredibly, one of the gang members had actually walked into a prison and having promised to look after one of the gang that had been caught, that gang member then found out that he wasn't going to have his kinfolk looked after, so he dropped him in it, yes?
Absolutely. Not only did he drop Samuel Crowe in it, but he dropped the other members of the gang in it as well. He was so furious at being let down that this is what he did. The police immediately issued warrants for the other members of the gang. Mm. Rounding them up, however, proved to be quite difficult because they didn't just sit in Coggeshall waiting to be arrested. Some of them took off for London. Some of them took off for Suffolk. Mm. Some of them were found in the local area, but one got as far as Liverpool.
Wow.
Where he intended to take ship out of the country and obviously, hopefully, get away with his ill-gotten gains.
Yep.
Didn't quite work out that way. He did get apprehended, and the remaining members were then brought to trial. Samuel Crowe, the leader of the gang, was also sentenced to life transportation.
Mm.
The others got varying sentences. Two members of the gang were acquitted.
Really?
Absolutely. I don't know. There was just not enough evidence to associate two of the members with the crimes that had been committed. But the remaining members got an average of 7 years transportation. While they were waiting to be transported, however, as a reward for informing on his fellow gang members, William Wade's sentence was reduced from life transportation to 7 years.
But he was still transported.
The only one who got away without being transported was Samuel Crowe, the leader. In spite of being sentenced to life transportation, he managed to avoid it quite simply by dying in March 1850, which was shortly before the convict ship sailed for the New World.
Well, well, well.
So proving that crime really does not pay.
Right. I wasn't thinking of embarking on it, I have to say. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for that. So you're moving away from crime next time.
I am. I'm moving to something, now for something completely different, as they say. John Ray, the natural historian of Black Notley.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.